people talk about they love you or they're in love with you, the question arises this: do they truly know what that means? Honestly, do they really understand the concept of that four-letter word? Because you can tell anybody that you love them, you can tell anybody that you're in love with them, but when it comes to the root of it all, do we truly understand what that entails? Because honestly, I feel like a lot of people do not. I feel like a lot of people say that they're in love just to be saying it and not really understanding what the meaning of it really is. Sometimes we get ahead of ourselves. Sometimes we look at the physical aspect of love, of what we think is love, and we go with it. But in reality, it's a lot of lust, or it's a lot of anger and resentment for something that has went on in our life, or it's a sense of abandonment or avoidment, and we feel like we got to feel that with something. So we are willing to just take the word love and just run with it, take it to a level, or try to take it to a level that it's really not meant to be taken to. So let me dive in for a little bit and talk about my perspective of what love really is. And I felt like after this conversation here, it could open the door to a lot more, to life and meaning and understanding that we've quite really never seen before. So let's do that here after this quick little break. We're gonna do that. All right, so let's dive into this whole love thing, shall we? A lot of times we look at love as being just a word or four letters that shows how much we care about somebody, respect them, communicate with them. But love actually dives a whole lot deeper than that. Sometimes we feel like if we tell a person we love them, that means that we got them forever and life is going to be great and things of that nature. And that is not how that plays out at all. So this is my take only about love. Love is something that comes from deep within yourself. Love is something that another person can help display, but love comes from something that has been inside of you that for so long, and it's something that you have developed and grown and matured about yourself. It's more of a spiritual aspect, even though I'm not going to go into the whole spiritual, godly definition of what love is. I'm not going to go into all of that, but this is just from a human nature standpoint. If you love somebody, then that means, it should mean that your life, your heart, your soul, your mentality, your involvement is wrapped to a certain extent around that individual person. You know, that you want to put yourself second to that individual. Love is something that makes you want to sacrifice yourself for that person. Love is something that allows you to open yourself up. It allows you to do things that you thought you would never do. It allows you to say and feel ways that you've never thought you would ever feel in your lifetime. Love opens doors that you thought was closed years ago. You know, love has its way of bringing out the very best in a person, but also the very worst in a person as well. Because just like love brings out the best of you when it comes to a strong, healthy relationship, it can also bring out the worst of you if you're in a bad and horrible, miserable relationship as well. And it also causes the next person that you get with a whole lot of headache, because the love that they should be receiving, you don't give it to them, all because of the anger and the hurt that you went through in your previous one. So we have to be careful about who we open up our hearts, minds, souls, and spirit to, because if you don't be careful with that, it could cost you and the person that you're with a whole lot of misery, heartache, and pain later on in life. Or it could lead to the fact of the matter that you live a lonely and unsatisfied life as well. So you have to understand, when you say I love you, you got to know that this person feels the exact same way that you feel about them. You know, and that's why it takes time, I feel like, for love to develop. You have to have a strong chemistry with somebody in order to pull that off. In order to love a person right, you got to have the chemistry, the understanding. You got to have a person that's on the same page, that have the same mindset, that is willing to grow with you, is willing to take the necessary risk, willing to go the extra mile, willing to open themselves up to a world that they hadn't been used to open themselves up to. So, you know, it's all about being able to love each other. It's all about being able to open yourself up. It's all about being able to, willing to do the extra little things. And also, you gotta look at, it's the little things as well. If you're willing to do the little things without that person asking you, then that speaks volumes about the relationship that you're in. You know, things that allows you to feel at ease at night, or sleep better at night, or wake up refreshed in the morning, or just go to work with a sense of purpose and meaning, knowing that I have a person that actually cares about me, that respects me, and that loves me, that honors me, that cherishes me on all aspects, good, my good times and my bad times. Also, that, and that's another concept, actually loving a person even in their worst times and also in their good times. You know, it's a lot of times we love a person, oh yeah, we love you because this is that going on, and you got this going on and that going on. But when times get rough, when times get hard, are you still that same? Do you have that same energy when times get hard? You know, if a person loses their job or has a situation where they have to take a step back, or things didn't quite go their way, well, how are you going to be when it comes to uplifting that individual? You know, are you going to be frustrated? Or are you going to be angry? Are you going to judge them? Or, you know, love does not allow you to do any of that. If you love a person, guess what? You're like, okay, going through a hard situation, this is how we need to handle it. You know, let's set out and put a plan together. We're going to get through this. You know, that's the meaning. I feel like the meaning of love is that you have to be willing to put yourself second, you know, to the person that you're with. And you have to be willing to go the extra mile for them in order for them to see that how much you care about them. So it's a lot when it comes to this word love. And we have to understand that we must know that when we say that word, that we have to truly mean it. Because if we don't mean it, it could cause for a lot of headache and drama at the end of the day. And it could cause a lot of people to live life with anger and rage because of that. So just make sure you know what you're doing when you tell somebody you love them. Just have the wherewithal that knowing that if I tell a person this, I mean that. You know, so that's just my take on it. And that's how I feel. So we'll just see how it goes. All right. Have a great one. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.